Hey you guys, what's going on? This be your girl Alina. Your girl is back. I apologize, you guys. I know it seemed like it's been forever. I apologize. Your girl been going through some things and I'm just getting my life back on track. I just started a new job, just got some new wheels, so it's just been really tough for your girl, and I had to take that break. Sometimes you have to reset, like reset, and that's what I had to do, is definitely reset. But I'm just hoping everybody's doing good, staying warm. I'm out here in Michigan, so Michiganders know where I'm coming from. When I mean that we got to stay warm, because I tell you, it is like freezing, you guys. This weather is crazy. But I'm also hoping everybody had a beautiful, romantic, cuddly, relaxing Valentine's Day. And I hope everybody got everything that they wanted and all of that good stuff, plus love. But anyways, guys, I want to come to you and talk to you about how to live your best life. How to live your best life. How do you live your best life? I feel like it's all on you how to live it. But only thing I can do is give you advice of how I'm trying to live my best life. And for starters, I'm trying to live my best life by sticking with my fitness journey. You know, trying to continue what I started. It's been a while since I stopped working out because, like I said, I had a lot going on. I had a lot of issues. I had a lot of things, you know, in my life that was kind of failing. So I had to get myself back on track, continue doing what was best for me and what I needed to do. Especially, I'm a mother of two, so I especially needed to get things correct with that. As me being a mother, I had to make sure my kids were good as well. So it was just a lot of pressure on me. So me getting back to my fitness journey, meaning as me going back to the gym on a regular basis, staying healthy, eating healthy, making good decisions as far as dealing with fitness too, because you gotta think about it, guys. You have to make a lot of decisions when you're trying to get yourself together with this fitness journeys, because there's a lot of things you be want to do, especially eating, like eating habits. Like you be want to just splurge on a chocolate cake and ice cream, especially when you're depressed and stressed. I feel like those are your go-to foods when you're stressed. You always go for the sweets or the meaty foods, but we have to control that. But we got that though. Also, you guys, I feel like living my best life will be traveling more. Like, I'm excited that I'm going to be going to Houston for my birthday at the end of April. Oh my God, guys, I am so looking forward to this trip. Like, I'm like so ready to go ahead and book my Airbnb and my plane ticket. I'm ready to go. But that is not going to be the only trip that I'm going to be taking this year. My plan is to get a passport and travel out the country. Like, I want to at least go one place out the country this year. At least one place, you know. And so that is also what I want to do. Start, you know, living my best life. Traveling more. Also, doing things that I like doing that makes me feel glamorous. You know, like getting your hair done, getting your nails done, you know. I'm not saying you have to go get a full beat face. I mean, that's up to you. But preferably, I used to be that girl in my modeling days. I used to be that type of girl that has a beat face. Like, my face used to stay beat. But now I'm like, I ain't got time for that. I have kids now. Like I said, I have a full-time job now. And I have other things going on. I don't have time to be walking around with makeup and then I have to maintain it. I mean, but if that's what you known for, that's what make you comfortable, girl, I say go for it. And for you guys, if you want to go ahead and get that fresh haircut, fresh twist with my dreadheads or whatever, however you want to make you guys feel comfortable, go ahead, live your best life, do you. Also, I'm just telling you, shopping. I'm sorry. I know shopping. I'm a shopaholic. Well, I've gotten better. But I feel like also, like, shopping helps me to live my best life, because you're buying new things and it kind of makes you happy and it makes you feel like, I feel like when I buy something that I really want, I feel accomplished kind of, because I'm like, shoot, I'm buying something with my hard, my own hard money that I worked for, I accomplished, you know, so I feel good when I'm able to buy something, you know, that I've been wanting to buy, and I can actually say I bought it because, like I said, it's your own money. So, like, I feel like doing that. Also, just go for it. Just doing it. Doing whatever that makes you happy and that makes you feel like you're living your best life, you know, being more happier, you know, showing more gratitude, being more appreciative, being more motivated and confident is definitely living your best life. Staying blessed, staying, continue praying to God or whoever that you guys pray to. Just keep praying. I feel like that's also help you to live your best life. Just asking God to help you, to guide you to where you need to be or where you're supposed to be or how to get there. And that's lately what I've been praying about is God, show me, guide me. Because usually I just pray and be like, God, can you do this? And it's not that anymore for me. It's more like, God, can you help me to help myself, to guide me where I need to be? So I want everybody to say that. Next time they pray, ask God, God, can you help me to guide me where I need to be? Okay? And then he will, because he definitely helped me. You know, like I said, I've been through depression all last year. It started like in the late summer of last year, my depression, and it just got real bad and stronger, but I did get help. I got help and I had a therapist, and it was to the point that I didn't need my therapist anymore because I started to realize that I started helping myself. Like, I kind of did it more organically, you know, more, you know, on my own, you know. So I was like trying to see if I can test myself and see if I can, it's more like challenging myself to see if I can help myself with that situation, which I was able to, and it actually helped, you know. Of course, I do have sometimes, I mean, depression don't just go away like that, but it has been, you know, kind of like dwindling off, you know. I'm more, you know, focused, and I'm more happier, and I'm more, you know, determined in life. For my life, you know, like I said, I have children, so I have to definitely live for them and make sure they're good and things like that. But also, you guys, we just have to be thankful for what we do and what we have, even though things may seem tough. And you know, we have to be thankful for what we got, and you know, because like I said, a lot of people don't have nothing, you know, and here we are complaining about bills. There's people wishing they had bills or a house note or a car note or whatever the case may be. We have to think about that, even though it's like, shit, I don't want no car note. But you got to think about the point that I'm getting at. You know, it's people wishing they had cars. It's people wishing they had a house to be able to worry about those things. We just have to remember our importance and necessities and things that we have and be appreciative about what we got, you know what I'm saying? But like I said, all the decisions and wrong decisions, right decisions, and everything that is made, we make them. So if we're having a bad day, it's because probably we're letting it get to us and we're making it a bad day for us. So if we're having a bad day, that's when we need to shake that shit off and keep it moving. You feel me? But yeah. But anyways, you guys, I'm gonna make it short. But I promise it's not going to be the last time you're going to hear from me. I just want to welcome you guys back to Lena Talk. If you're new to Lena Talk, welcome. I'll be your girl, Alina. Alina Talks is about lifestyle, life, everything that a woman thinks of. So I'm glad that you guys are able to connect with me, and I will be talking to you guys soon. And remember, stay confident and stay safe. Wow, a little tongue twisted. All right, guys, bye.